Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Bob. Happy Friday.
Yes, sir. Let's start the Extremely Local News Report with the word on those rogue towers around Chicago. What's happening with them?
That's right. There is a plan in the works in the city council to crack down on rogue tow trucks. These, specifically the ones they're looking for, are the folks that listen to police scanners and sort of arrive on accident scenes before the police or the ambulances do, and trick some of the car owners into letting them get towed away at exorbitant fees. The head of the place that would regulate them in the city said they even hold some of these cars for ransom with some of the fees that they're asking for. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to do a more stringent licensing system. They got each driver would have to be licensed through the city. Each truck would have to be licensed. Each comes with a hefty fee, which is slowing this thing down as well. And they would also have to do a lot of paperwork at the scene. The AAA Motor Club got involved at that point and said, listen, our guys are legit. You're making them do double the paperwork at every scene. Let's kind of slow walk this ordinance. So that's what happened. It got stalled this week in the city council, but there's a big push to do something about it. There's a lot of completely reputable tow companies out there, but there are some other ones, the rogue ones they're talking about. They're trying to rein them in and help out residents who are being preyed upon by some of these folks.
Cue up Steve Goodman's old Linkin Park Pirates song, huh?
Exactly.
in Logan Square, there's some activity preservationists trying to save some historic structures. Are these old houses that's the focus of this, Seamus?
These are called the old workers' cottages, and I think people would recognize them. They're usually one or two story gabled roof houses lined up along a block. They were built in the 1850s through till about 1910, and they really served as affordable housing for workers that were moving to Chicago. They are now kind of the chief target for developers around the city, particularly in areas that are gentrifying, like Logan Square and Pilsen, because some of them are in disrepair. You could take down one or two of them and put up a much larger house. So there's a push to at least get our arms around how many are out there, how many are in disrepair, what could be done if preservation groups want to mount an effort to landmark them or make worker cottage districts that would have some protections. So this is a project, the group Preservation Chicago, which does a lot of preservation work, unsurprisingly, around the Chicago area, as well as some kids at the students at the School of the Art Institute. They're teaming up. It's called the Chicago Workers Cottage Initiative. And it kicked off just last week, but it's really, they're going to go out and survey these homes one at a time, create maps, submit them to the city, and really lay the groundwork for potentially coming up with some suggestions or policies or preservation efforts. So Chicago doesn't lose all of these. Logan Square is sort of the main spot. There were 172 workers' cottages knocked down in the past 14 years there. So at that rate, there will not be many left, and we'll just see them in old pictures. So mm-hmm. They're trying to keep a little piece of Chicago history around on our neighborhood streets.
That'd be good. That's an area bounded by Fullerton to the north, Armitage to the south, and between Western and California. And finally, on the west side, a mini golf attraction is going to reopen, isn't it?
We can't get enough mini golf stories, Bob.
And, right.
This is in Douglas Park, specifically right next to the Douglas Park Fieldhouse. They for years they had a mini golf course there, but it's really had seen better days. Let's put it that way. But it's reopening this summer thanks to a group of students and young people. They call themselves the Douglas 18 Project. And what they did is they've redesigned the entire course with an eye on making it specific to the 200 migratory birds that go through Douglas Park each year. So each hole is going to have some bird-themed courses and things to jump over and go through, and there'll be squirrels, there'll be habitats, there'll be what some of these birds eat, and of course a lot of birds. So there was a lot of voting on this. Some of this was displayed downtown for a while as people gave ideas, and it's all these holes now are being fabricated for long-term use. They're going to be installed soon at Douglas Park in North Lawndale neighborhood. So it'll be a full 18-hole mini golf course open to the public, and they're really excited about, you know, giving people another reason to come to Douglas Park and check it out. It's if you haven't been there, it's just one of those the gems of the of Chicago, much like Humboldt Park.
Yep.
You know, it's got a beautiful lagoon, and just you really sort of lose yourself. You forget you're in a city when you're out there.
Sure do. And Seamus, thanks for the follow-up on that 46-story loop skyscraper no one is talking about but us. We'll get to that after the 7:30 news coming up in 2 minutes. Have a good weekend, my friend.
Okay, thanks, Bob.